Anyone else? Yeah. Travis?
My name is Jim Pafford. It's pretty safe to say you can't throw a rock in the Paffords without hitting a Jim or a Will. I'm going to hit a couple things that people didn't mention yet. So, one thing, Papa liked to cause trouble. Papa liked to have a good time, and Papa took every chance he could have to do those things. When I graduated the Coast Guard Academy, my dad did just like he always does, which is figure out how to get every single family member up to celebrate whatever event is going on. Unfortunately for my sister, he suckered my sister into getting on an airplane with just Mama and Papa, and they hadn't flown in 15 or 20 years,
ever.
Or ever. So their first flight was from Tallahassee, Florida to New London, Connecticut, and it's a scary flight. And Mama, like always, was trying to find trouble, and she kept wandering off, and Amanda kept having to hunt her down. So that's only the start. We rented a big house, and we had a lot of fun and threw quite a few parties in the big house. And with a bunch of college graduates getting ready to head out to their first Coast Guard assignments, Mama and Papa sat in the basement with us, and Mama played root beer pong. And Papa sat just like every picture you've seen and held court, basically, and told stories and listened to the stories and caused more stories. That same week, Mama and Papa stayed behind at the house for a little bit, and we came back, and Mama had gone into the recycling bin and collected every empty beer can that was anywhere in the house. And she had spread them out over the entire living room, which we had cleaned before we left. And her and Papa pretended to be drunk and sing songs and tell stories. And we didn't know if they were joking or not, quite honestly. They made sure to stay right in the middle of everything that entire week. They didn't miss a beat, and I know how hard my dad worked to make sure they didn't miss a beat, and I know how hard my mom worked, too, for that. We talk about how proud he is of his family, and Will and Dad and I unpacked his apartment last week, or this week, and I found the silver dollar I gave to him. So a military tradition is the first person who salutes a brand new commissioned officer, you give a silver dollar to him. Well, I cheated. I ran right after graduation. I threw my cover in the air, and my dad and I had worked it out, and I found him right away so that Papa could be the first person to salute me. So I got to give my silver dollar to my grandfather. He taught me a lot. We saw the world through the same eyes, I think. And just like I said, he always found a way to get into a little bit of trouble. He always found a way to have a good time. And we saw his amazing motorcycle up there. What you don't know is that I have one that looked almost identical to it and didn't realize it until he showed me a picture after I drove up on my motorcycle. The last motorcycle ride my grandfather ever took was on my motorcycle. I never thought I'd have a grown man holding on to my back on a motorcycle. Papa said, let me back up a little bit. So when I went, I did a tour in the Middle East for 13 months, and I put my motorcycle and my car in a storage facility right around the corner from his house. And Papa and my dad would meet once a week or every other week, and they'd start the car and they'd start the motorcycle and make sure everything kept running so that when I got home, we didn't have to mess with anything. So when I got home and I took the motorcycle out and met Papa up, he said, I've been sitting and charging this motorcycle for the last 10 months. He said, you're giving me a ride on it. And I looked at him, and he had to be about 70. And I said, Papa, he was 80. I don't know if I'm willing to give you the keys to my motorcycle. Are you sure you can ride it? He goes, I'm not driving it. I'm riding on the back. That's a big man. And you can't tell him no. So I gave him a ride on my motorcycle. And he made sure that we went all around the whole neighborhood so everyone could see him riding the motorcycle. And he just, that was who he was. He didn't miss a chance for a good adventure or a good story. And he loved to tell them, and he loved to sit with all of us and tell those stories. The one last thing, last time I saw him, I visited him at Woodmont, which he loved. And you guys really took care of him there. And he spoke so highly of you guys. And he was kind of out of it. And he wasn't himself as I got ready to say goodbye to him. And Dad stopped by for something else, and we got in the car. We started heading down to leave. And I couldn't shake that. It was just not the way I wanted to say goodbye to him for that time. And my father found Papa's jacket in the back, and he knew it wasn't sitting well with me, so he said, why don't you go take this up to him and see how we go and see what happens. So I did, and all of a sudden Papa was his normal self when I got there. And he took me down, and we had to have lunch or dinner. It was dinner time, so we had to have dinner with everybody he sat with. And he had to introduce me to everybody, which he did every time I visited him. So I've met some of you many times, but you've all introduced yourself to me many times as well. And he took me out we got to get a cup of coffee after dinner, and we had to sit out on the patio. And he had a life talk with me like he always does. And when it was time to leave, I said goodbye, and I got in the car, and I drove off, and he sat in his rocking chair, which, by the way, somebody's sitting in his rocking chair when we got up there. And he said, hey, boy, you're in my chair. That's my chair. Get up. The boy was a 70-year-old grown man. And he said, don't sit there either, because my grandson's going to sit there. So I drove off, and I waved at him as I saw him, and I think that's how I'll see him next time I see him, is sitting in a rocking chair and waving at us. So the things I take away from my grandfather is love your family dearly. Know that your husband or wife is going to be your partner through life. You don't get a chance at that, and you want somebody that really is going to stand by you through it all. And know that your family is not your best friends, that you don't get to choose who they are. They're chosen for you. But you get to fight for them every single day, and you get to love them every single day, and you get to go through life with them every single day.
Amen.
And the one thing I want to tell everybody is be the Jim Pafford in everybody else's life. Be the one who, on a bad day, you want to go see him because he's going to make you feel better. And if you're going to get into a fight, you want him behind you because he's a big man. And you want him to love you as much as he loved everything in the world. Thank you so much for coming, everybody. I love all of you.
God bless you. Thank you very much.